It is Wiser FM, your feel-good radio station, even on payday, my friend. Thank you for choosing us. This is Wiser FM Lunch. So as promised, joining us for Where Are They Now? He's a DJ, artist, businessman, fashionista, philanthropist, a reality TV star, among many others. How he does it, we'll find out. Joining us on the line is Sean, a stylist. Good afternoon, Sean. You, Mr. Kingston, how are you doing?
Lily, I'm good. Thanks and yourself, and greetings to the Rise FM listeners.
Greetings to you, man. How are you doing, Sean? How's life treating you?
We live life vice versa. When it's time to sleep, we work. When it's time for the others to work, at least we try to sleep.
Right. As long as it works
for
you. But
all is good.
All is
good. Yeah, more is work, nothing much.
And for me to
be live on Rise FM, it's an honor and a privilege.
Oh, it's such a pleasure that you could join us on the show. But people are wondering, Sean, where are you?
Yes.
Where have you been? What are you getting up to? What's eating your time?
I'm pushing. Sorry.
Hey, nothing but the flu, Jay. It's coming very strong. What's wrong? What's going on?
It's that time of the year.
Yo.
But I've been up and down pushing the latest EP which I've released.
Yeah.
It's called Mason. It's a 7-track EP, and it features a lot of people. And Gavda is there as well, TNT Music. I've got JJ. I've got ELK. These new boys on the music industry as well, which have given them a platform. To say, come, let me showcase your talent, as well as at this very same time, I'm also giving people a taste and a different touch of what I've been releasing the past few years.
Okay, what did you say the name of the EP is again?
Oh, the name of the EP is called Mason, which is titled after my firstborn son's name.
Ah, nice. Love it. We absolutely love it. How long did this project take for you to finalize and release?
Over a year and a couple of months, hey?
Yeah,
over a year and a couple of months, because I started the EP working with the two boys from Devon, Jay and Ray. I remember that first song is called Amen.
Uh-huh.
We worked on it. Most of the songs, only two songs that got like strong message vocals, which is Tembi Ije, where I tell people that love them all, but trust no one.
Ish.
Even the closest people around you can be the one that sabotage you, because they know all your plans and moves. So, ungabathanda bonke abantu marigcineni Tembi Ije. And the other one is called Abantu Bayasigila, guys. You find that not everyone is happy for you.
Right.
And it's normal. We live with that.
Yeah.
But we decide not to trust them anymore, but we will love them.
It hurts when that happens, especially if it's coming from the people closest to you, the ones you trust the
so
most.
Right? You don't need to experience that. If you haven't, just listen to the song on my EP and send it and take the advice.
Take the advice, because you've been there. Why not? So we see you on a song with Gabza. You're dabbling there in Ama Piano. Piano is taking over South Africa, right?
Yes, definitely.
What, as Ushon stylist, what do you think it is about Piano, the genre, that is so special?
I think what Piano holds is the very same thing as what Kwaito holds. I'm not going to say what Kwaito did hold.
Uh-huh.
It's our own original sound as South Africans. Mm-hmm. It's born, bred, grew on our African soil.
Yeah.
So every song means something. It's not a copy of other genres like your jazz or hip-hop. You get me? So each and every song that is made out of personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of love, and it's made to show or deplete how one is feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So Ama Piano, I believe it's still early stages. We need to produce more and more so that you can export,
mm-hmm.
change, do trade change, also do collaborations with other genres, artists out of the country, mm-hmm. Not in Africa, but globally as well.
Yeah.
The sound is so much impactive. The sound has changed people's lives so much. A lot of people have been exporting the sound, brewing the sound.
Yeah.
So I'm very much happy, and it means a lot to me, and for me to also be part with the pioneers of the sound means so much, so much for me. It's not easy to work with Kabza, and a lot of people. I live with this guy now for the past 3 months. Each and every day we are together. Uh-huh. The contribution he has on the genre, it's out of this world. What he's doing for the game, what he's doing for the kids, it's totally out of this world. So it's really, really much.
Who's singing in the background there?
Yeah, it's the people who are streaming my song.
That's really nice. Love it to bits. Sean, if you were to say, just in closing, because we've run out of time, piano, which stage of your life does it represent, really? Because it's got its own fabric and culture, you know. And how old is the Sean living piano through life, though?
I think it does not have a certain age. It's just life experiences and what I'm faced with now, current. And for me to give a platform to young kids, I think for me it's just a more like a foundation, a base to say anyone can do whatever they want, mm-hmm. anyone can become whatever they want. So my Amapiano has given that to me to say, Sean, as you've got the connect, the plug, don't eat this on your own or from your own plate, but share with other kids as well.
Sean Stylus, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Appreciate your time. Love your work. Keep looking good. Just share my tips. Just try. Put an effort.
The best tip I can give them and others and the Rise FM listeners and the station manager and the music compiler from Rise FM is that let's play Mason, all the songs on high rotation.
Absolutely. Thank you once again. Sean Stylus joining us on the show. His latest EP, Mason, is the title. His firstborn son name.